like no shortage of adversity that you guys face in that game, or moments where you kind of could have lost it or the tide been turned against you? How'd you guys fight it and come out on top?
Oh, we had a strong third. You know, kind of lost some momentum there after a good start, and you know, we were fighting it a little bit. So I thought we got moving a little bit better in the third. You know, made some nice plays, and at the end of the day, you gotta execute a play or two here and there, and we did just enough to get it.
On your goal and the disallowed goal, it seemed like you had an extra step on everyone on the ice. Can you explain why you seem to be flying so much in the third?
Trying to get a win, man. You know, both were, you know, the product of great plays. You know, Mizey made a heck of a play waiting for me on the disallowed goal, and you know, Kyle Connor made, you know, just an unbelievable backhand pass, you know, to a little bit of a tap in there. So great plays by those guys. You know, I was able to get a little bit of speed and get some crossovers going, and luckily got around them.
You made a great play to get that pass to Line A on that first goal. For us, it's starting to look like you get it to him there in that spot all alone. It's almost automatic for him. What's it like for you when you see him get open and you can get the puck to him?
I got Bufflin, Scheifele, and Line A. It's pretty good, you know. So I know that's tough to scout against. And for me, it's just about getting some motion. You know, the more I get coming downhill, the harder it is for the penalty kill to, you know, you got to pick your poison. You leave that guy open, it's in the net. You leave Scheife open, it's probably in the net. You leave Buff open, he's got a good chance to put it in the net. So that's what a good power play looks like. I thought we did a good job, you know, using our feet. And end of the day, the more we can get it to 2-9, the better we look.
Have the game winner be number 200 in the career, extra special as well to hit that mark?
Well, you want to, you know, you want to score goals that are meaningful. So with that being said, yeah, it makes it a little bit extra special. You know, you just want to win games. So 200 or not, it's nice to contribute to a win.
600th win for your head coach, Blake, a special one for him. Did you guys give him the puck or anything like that?
I think I got the puck, man. shoot, we dropped the ball on that one too. It seems like every third game he's, you know, eclipsing some milestone. So longevity, you know, guys like that, there's a reason why you have 600 wins. Just quality hockey man, communicates incredibly well with the guys. And, you know, that's no mistake. You don't stick around that long if you don't know what you're talking about. So hopefully many more to come here.
What does it mean for you to sort of weather that patch? I mean, a disallowed goal can be deflating, but instead you guys continue to build from there.
Yeah, I thought we had the momentum going, so it wasn't like they were playing in our zone and all of a sudden we broke free and squeaked one in. You know, I thought the ice kind of tilted there in the third in our favor, so the momentum was going. We were saying the right things on the bench after it was disallowed. You know, there's nothing you can do after that. Just try to go get another one. So it was great to get that one in regulation, especially against a division opponent.